passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Welcome. Final Hour is live, and it has been a busy one. Hugh Freeze joining us at the top of the show. A couple of outstanding young players. We had Toppmeyer. Plenty of time for you to get in. We're here for another hour on Labor Day afternoon. Legend is next.
Woo! My black cat brother, baby. Woo! Week one! Week one in the book! Gotta love it. How'd you enjoy it, Paul? How was your week one?
By the way, I was thinking about you Saturday morning. How did your debut of the show go?
It went great, Paul. The starting lineup on ABC 3340 at 10:30 a.m. And Tony Curry, Kip Kiefer, it went great. I went off for 5 minutes, and, man, it went great. It was awesome. Going to be back on this Saturday. And the great thing is, Paul, with the Charter and Spectrum Wars, we had 1,000 times more viewers than we normally would.
I bet you did.
Stay at war. Let me tell folks something. Get you a hot stick and get you some internet and get rid of all them cable companies that keep fleecing fans for thousands and thousands of dollars. I spent $50 on Sling a month, and I get about 6,000 ESPN games every weekend, man. Use your brain. Get rid of them cable companies. Paul, I'd like to give you my 5 quick takes from week one, if I could.
Please.
Legendary take number 5. Prime time, drop the dime, baby. I love it. Deion, baby. Man, I'm so proud of you, what you've done. You came in and showed the college football world the new age college football. And it's called free agency. It is called I can build a team in 1 year. You showed them, baby. I love it. But the two things I really love, prime time, is you didn't do it in Auburn this weekend. Woo! I'm just glad you ain't in Auburn. And the number two thing, Deion, I'm so proud of, TCU, that return trip just went off the cliff. No more TCU, Paul. We ain't got to hear that name all year. We ain't got to hear that name. No more. I'm so proud. Take number 4. Legendary take number 4, Jalen Milroe. Me and 90% of the Alabama fan base owe you an apology, man. I never thought. Of course, I didn't think Jalen Hurts would do it either, but he turned around and did it. Said he couldn't know, but now he's an NFL quarterback. You look good, dude. Ain't no doubt you're the number one quarterback. Even if you make mistakes against Texas, it ain't going to matter. You showed that you're number one. But, man, it's so impressive when you got 3 guys in front of you, 360 pounds, man. They said Alabama's offensive line is the biggest offensive line in football, and that includes the NFL, baby. Them are some beasts up there. And y'all know where the game's really won, in the trenches, baby. Woo! Love what I see. Love you, Melrose. Take number 3, Paul. Hey, Paul, how's South Carolina going to do this year? Oh, Cat Daddy, come on here. You done had 1,000 soap on a rope jokes in the past year, you chump. Thing is, you probably ain't seen a bar of soap in a year. South Carolina, we back. We got to do something. We got a rattlesnake. You got a pet snake. By the way, put some mustard and ketchup on that hot dogs because y'all about 8 hot dogs short of a team, baby. Number 2 legendary take, Ohio State. Woo! Everybody talking about this team don't have a quarterback. That team don't have a quarterback. I tell you who don't have a quarterback, Jeff from Ohio. Come on here last week, tie out that crap legend. They kept a job at 3. You don't know nothing about me, chump. I'll slap you all the way in Ohio and make you apologize for even suggesting that Ohio State's in the same category as an elite team right now in college football. You got all them receivers that don't get drafted number 1, and you got nobody to throw to them. Woo! I love it, baby. and legendary take number one, Brian Kelly.
How did we know that?
Woo! The new super coach! The new Gus Malzahn! The new super coach! Everybody talking in the offseason, LSU this and LSU that, the new beast of the West, the new monster of the West. Let me tell you, man, I've been trying to tell y'all for months, it's not that this man's not a good coach, he's not a great coach. How funny was it last night with him standing on the sideline looking like a mule that kicked him in his face talking to his receiver? What happened? Why did he catch the ball? What happened? And I want to tell you something that's really sad. They're trying to make Jaden Daniels into a pocket quarterback. Man, Jaden Daniels looked good last night to me. He showed me something. That man ain't no pocket quarterback. The game's outside of the pocket. That's stupid. But what was even dumber is that you took Harold Perkins Jr. off of the edge and put him at linebacker in coverage, and I didn't see the man the whole game. That's what I'm talking about, LSU fans. This man is a good coach. He's not an elite coach. He's never going to raise a championship at LSU. And deep down, LSU fans, you know if you don't raise a trophy, you ain't lived up to who the hell you are. Brian Kelly ain't the man. I told you, I'm going to keep telling you till he's ran off in 5 years and he's coaching at Central Florida. Those were the legendary five hot takes of the week, baby. Woo! Delamero, Alabama, Texas. I seen that weak offensive line against Rice, Dallas Turner, Otis, Tim Smith, Will Spraswell. We fixing to eat. We finna eat a Longhorn. We're going to beat that ass. We're going to beat that ass.
What a call.
Elvis has left the building.
My, oh, my. Legend, thank you. Woo. Logan is next.
Wow, Paul, how do I follow up that? That was pretty amazing. That was great. But
somebody
I wanted to get
a cigarette after that call.
Yeah,
I need a drink.
He got me amped up, man. But I wanted to get in on this LSU funeral service that's going on today. Paul, the fan from that works on the oil rig, has he called you yet today?
No, he hasn't called. But that's the safest bet in the world. We knew he would not be calling today.
Yeah, he's got a lot of credit to eat. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if that quarterback. They don't change quarterbacks before this year's out.
They have a pretty good backup down there.
Yeah, I hear the backup's really good. So, and I wasn't impressed at all by the starter last night. But what I really wanted to call to talk about was about the Tide. I have to really go back and eat some crow because I had never thought Milroe would do what he did. He actually impressed me. He had a couple issues. We took some sacks. That really wasn't his fault. They were coverage sacks. But he made some great passes, Paul, and I just didn't know that he was capable of doing that. I mean, he had a couple long passes, hit those receivers right on target, and they looked good. So I'm still a little nervous about Texas. I mean, they almost got us last year, and I think they're going to be a lot more improved this year. But I don't know. I've got reason to believe that we can actually have a pretty good
well,
season now.
Milroe was phenomenal. He was. Now,
hell no, I don't.
Kevin is up next.
Hey, Paul, longtime listener, first time caller. I just want to say, you know, I got Logan and Legend following me. I don't know, man. They didn't believe it before, but I'm gonna tell you right now. I was there at A-Day, and I was saying it all summer. Jalen Milroe is a Heisman candidate right now for the Alabama Crimson Tide, man. You know, there ain't nobody in that room built like that man. He's an athlete. The deep ball's there. Woo! The Tide is going to roll this week because Texas ain't got nothing on my board. Woo!
It is Labor Day and drinks are on me. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back as we roll on. And what an afternoon this has been on Labor Day. Dustin in Tulsa is up next. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul.
I tell you, after listening to that last segment, I think legend might just be the SEC Network's answer to Stephen A. Smith. I mean, he is insufferable. But that's not why I called. I called to talk about a few things. First of all, Paul, would you please help me wishing a very special happy birthday to a special young man, Shepard. He turned 7 on Saturday. He's a great young man, and Shepard likes turtles, Paul. Can we get him a happy birthday on the air, please?
Happy birthday, Shepard. We hope you have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Hey, a few things I think we all need to pump the brakes on. You know, Colorado is going to win it all. That talk needs to stop. LSU is dead in the water. That talk needs to stop. A&M is going to run the table. You know, that sort of talk needs to stop. I think we're way overreacting there. Some things I am sold on, though. Definitely sold on the idea that the new rule change with the clock not stopping is horrible. I can't believe I'm agreeing with Chip Kelly, but it's terrible. I absolutely hated it. Also, and you knew I was going to come like this, absolutely love Sam Pittman and what he's done up there at Arkansas. KJ Jefferson, he's not from here, Paul. He was made in the lab, but don't tell anybody. I mean, watching that linebacker get a full head of steam and just bounce right off him, and then watching him complete a pass. He's not getting a lot of respect. I noticed you mentioned that earlier in the show. I appreciate that. He's not getting a lot of talk and not getting a lot of respect. Like, some of these guys are going nuts over Jalen Milroe. You guys need to start talking about KJ Jefferson. You need to start talking about what a talent he is and what he brings to this team, because I think he gives Arkansas a chance to win every single week. I think that's going to be true in some tough weeks, like when we have to go down to Baton Rouge and when we have to go to Tuscaloosa. So I'm really looking forward to the season, Paul. Thank you for taking my call, and I hope you guys have a great week.
AJ is up next.
What's going on, my first week black hat brother? I'm telling you, Paul. Hey, I was sitting at a red light today, and a SUV came by and turned in front of me, and it had a sticker on the side of it, Paul, and it said Organ and Tissue Transport. And I'm like, what the H-E-double toothpicks is that? And then I realized, I was like, they should be in the state of Alabama. They need to be over there in Baton Rouge delivering Brian Kelly's head that got pulled out of his ass back to him. They stopped by Publix and got ice to make sure it was good and cold when they got down to Baton Rouge. Now, Dwayne, you're nowhere to be found, Dwayne. What happened? The fame of Dwayne. They ain't nowhere to be found. But I'm going to tell you something. That was the LSU, they stink, Paul. In the South, there's a difference in stinking and stinking. You gotta really stink to stink, Paul. But I'm just going to tell you this.
I guess I missed that class in grammar school.
Well, you got to go to the higher upper echelon of education, Paul. Your mama put you in a public school.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't get put in a private school, Paul.
No, sir.
The only way to make you a millionaire like you are is to put you in a public school so everybody can see exactly what you're going to turn out to be, which is a good thing, Paul, because we love you. And I'm so proud of you today for working. I ain't going to lie, Paul. That made my weekend that your voice was on there when I tuned in today. Because, Paul, we love you. No kidding. No kidding, sir. No flares, beers, all that. We love Paul Feinbaum. We want to hear Paul Feinbaum. And for you to dedicate yourself to come out there on a day you could have took off, you showed up like a big dog. You showed up like Deion Sanders. You coming, Paul. You coming. But I'll tell you this, Paul. The saddest part of the weekend was the Shane Beamer Hot Dog Festival. and then you got LSU, they stink, Paul. I mean, that's just the bottom line. Brian Kelly's overrated. He has to ride on 3 phone books in his seat just to be able to stay over the steering wheel to come to the stadium. He's a nobody. He's never gonna be anybody. And he came down to the SEC. So he came down here to prove the point that he'll never be nothing. He's like a lot of your callers, Paul. He sucks. He's always going to suck. But I can tell you who don't suck. The Auburn Tigers come out, baby. They come out. Yeah. I'm just going to be real with you, Paul. The defense let me down. We can't do that when we come to Texas A&M. We can't do that. Damn sure can't do it with Georgia. But I can tell you this. We got to come together. We got to come together and all that kind of stuff. And I will give you a and Legend, I'm going to tell you something. That was one of the best calls I ever heard on the show, period. And I ain't trying to kiss no rear end. I'm not trying to do nothing. Legend made a legendary call today. But I'll tell you this. Jalen Milroe was my spotlight of the week. You had Colorado lived up to what Deion – he's a winner. He's a winner. And Jalen Milroe, I don't see what's so bad wrong with him down there. Why did you dog him out so bad, Paul? You's on him, Paul. You's on him.
Well,
I mean, you was LSU's number two.
Primarily, we made a point that Nick Saban wasn't all that high on him either. He went into the transfer portal after spring practice and brought in Buckner. What does that say?
Well, it says, hey, I'm going into the casino, and I need to make. Have you not ever bet on one team and you bet on another to make sure you didn't lose money on the other team?
AJ, unfortunately, I've never bet on a football game, so I'm in the minority there. I'm just going to leave here and become a professional gambler because I know so much.
Well, I will tell you this. You looked good on set the other day. When you're standing by the chancellor, with Tennessee chancellor, you're standing by there. I've never seen such a feminine, sweating man over there standing behind a mat. I was like, what has Paul done?
I mean, AJ, did he quit working out? I really like that chancellor. I'm sweet on Chancellor Plowman.
Oh, you were. Yeah, I know. Well, you know where the bread's buttered.
You didn't make $5 million
a year for nothing.
She is the vice president of the SEC.
Well, I'll tell you this. This has been a great show, a great start to the week, a great opening week for the football season. Auburn's got some issues. And if y'all think I'm bad now, Paul, wait till we win a real game, baby, because war damn eagle.
So happy you're happy, AJ. Can we just bring in the buffet right now, Randy? I don't think we can legitimately get to the end of the show straight. John is in the ATL. Hello, John.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Well, you know, I'm just really excited about today because I'm just really happy to be a Bulldog. And Ben, I told you that I used to watch you back when I was in selling Hello Kitty in Birmingham. And I used to have some crazy guys. And the really good thing about Athens right now is Will Muschamp, Mike Bobo, and you add them to Kirby Smart, and they have the best damn coaches in college football, period. And I know them, and I know them well. So anyway, I'm just really glad. Now, Jim from Tuscaloosa is a jerk. I think he drinks a lot. So that's just all I'm going to say about that. But, hey, you may be a Tuscaloosa Bammer, but your mama's a dog. And then Larry from Iman from I love him. I want to buy him a beer. I'm going to be my best friend from working out at Georgia. He went to Georgia Tech. His father died. He was a Marine. They're both Marines. And then Tammy, I know she died in a car accident, and I always thought she had so much damn passion. So anyway, I'm just really enjoying college football. And damn, go dogs!
There are a lot of dogs out tonight that need to be put on a leash. Let's continue. How about Randy in Georgia? Hello, Randy.
Hey, Paul. Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
We're doing great, Randy.
I just wanted to comment on Carson Beck. I thought Johnson Beck looked great. The center in Georgia didn't have much of a running game this week. I do think that Alabama fans need to calm down a little bit. I think that's that's only 1 week. I feel like Jordan would get it. You know, we'll get it together, and we'll, you know, we got to get up and back and running back and stuff, but I feel pretty good. I thought Carson Beck looked great.
Randy, thank you. I think it was a big day for Carson Beck. Why don't we take a break? We still have a few minutes remaining on this Monday afternoon. It's getting late on Labor Day. We're back with much more.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
The SEC Nation, where else? Tuscaloosa, Alabama. We'll start it off Friday afternoon with our little old show right here. And co-hosting the show with me will be Larry from Shelby. Good afternoon, Larry.
Exactly right, Jack. I'm sorry about earlier, man. My mind was so loaded up with stuff. I need to be one of them Memphis dudes, man.
Did you hear the conversation the other day, Randy? I asked Larry if he had ever been invited to, if he knew what Mensa was.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready.
Are you up on Mensa now, what it means?
Yeah, man, that's me. I mean, Mensa Larry. Hey, I'm ready, brother. I mean, you talk, listen, just let them people listen to me talk earlier. Man, I was bringing it, brother. I had so much in my mind.
Larry, you understand that to be in Mensa, what is that, the 1/10 of 1%, the upper echelon IQ in the country? World.
Yeah, Jack, that's me. Wow. How about that, Paul? You got a good sense of what's happening, you know, with the college.
Okay, Larry,
you
Larry,
know
Larry let me do this for a second. Let me ask you a couple of questions for Mensa, okay?
I don't know. You meant to qualify.
I'm going to give you your ticket into Mensa. You ready?
Yeah.
Number one, first question. Who's the best team in college football?
Alabama. Damn, boy.
Number two, who's the best coach in college football?
Come on, man. Damon, baby, the king. King Jack, Damon.
So far, Larry, you're 0 for 2.
What do you mean 0 for 2? What are you talking about, Jack?
The answers are Georgia and Kirby Smart.
No, we're talking about in Menta form. We're talking about real intelligent people will not pick Georgia. Kirby Smart. Us Menta people.
Did you hear Brian Kelly last night say that we walked out there on the field like we were the University of Georgia? I remember, Larry, when people used to say the same thing about Alabama. Remember that? Everybody used to say, we want Bama. Everywhere you went, we want Bama. High school teams, college teams. Now it's, we want Georgia.
Hey, let me tell you something. Bama, you say you're not qualified, Bam. You're going way off base. Us mental people need to know what's happening in football, Jack. And you just ain't there, Paul.
Okay,
you
Larry, one last like thing. Final question to get in Mensa, okay?
Yeah.
Spell it for me. Spell Mensa for me.
M-E-N-T-A-N-I. Mensa.
Larry, it's M-E-N-S-A. Mensa.
That's what I said, wasn't it?
That's not what you said. Larry, thanks so much. This guy could – the next caller may be a member of Mensa. William in Maryville.
Well, I don't know, Paul. Maybe we could go together and take Larry and we could cheat off his paper. you know, how are you, Paul?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Three quick things. Number one, and I was having TV problems over the weekend with ABC here and
sure.
Didn't see the game last night, but I thought I heard Herb Street make the comment that LSU wouldn't lose like they did last night in Death Valley. Was Herb Street forgetting about what Tennessee did to LSU last year, 27 points?
I got the game and really didn't hear that because maybe I just blocked it out.
Well, I heard it some – from somewhere or read it, but be that as it may, what did you think about Joe Milton's stiff arm of the Virginia linebacker? It looked like Herschel Walker hitting Bill Bates, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. I thought Joe Milton was fabulous Saturday.
Well, me too. The other thing, I want to turn to a little more important thing. Why do you think Coach Saban is on his tirade with the press? And you know, the only thing I can relate to is as a young lawyer there in Charlotte, you know, judges routinely handed you your head in court. I had mine handed to me numerous times. But the really good judges, Frank Snepp, who the courtroom's named after, would pull you aside and guide you. They teach you. They try to tell you what to do better or different.
William, I have some theories on that, and if I ever do what I've been asked to do at times, do a comprehensive biography of Nick Saban, I will answer it there and not a moment before.
Well, my only comment, and everybody, all the speculation about age, is that, you know, he's cranky, and if he's cranky at young reporters, I hope he's taking them to the side and saying, look, well, you know, ask me a little different question,
Larry,
and helping them versus embarrassing them.
I can tell you he's not doing that. I am no longer that's a subject I've had many comments about, and I'm going to allow others to join in, and apparently others have joined in on that subject.
Well, I think when you're in a position of power, you owe it to the people who are trying to make a living that are, you know, much lower on the pecking or in the pecking order. You owe it to try to help them be better as opposed to embarrassing them. And that, to me, is a sign of a curmudgeon, and a curmudgeon is an old guy that's become a bully.
William, I appreciate you making my trip to Tuscaloosa even more awkward this weekend.
All right, Paul. Take care, man.
Thank you. I don't know. I'm somewhat over that by now, aren't you? How many times have we talked about Nick Saban is being called a curmudgeon by William from Maryville? You see Saban later in life, as he gets older, being the get off your lawn guy?
No.
I don't know if that's really Nick Saban or not. Todd is in Oklahoma. Hello, Todd.
Hey, Paul, how you doing? First time caller here.
Thank you very much.
I was wanting to call and ask you some questions. I'm a big Notre Dame Irish fan. Well, obviously, do you think they can make the playoff this year? But not only that, do you think they finally can win a game and get back to the national title game, first time since 1988?
I do not believe they can make the playoffs. I think they are
very
good, but I don't see them beating Southern Cal. I don't see them beating Clemson. And I think that's really where it gets difficult for them. I think they'll have a really good year. Sam Hartman's phenomenal, but I think 10 wins is doable, but I don't think anything beyond that is possible. Thank you for the call. I do appreciate it. And Kendall is in Georgia. Hey, Kendall.
Hey, Paul. Me and my family are diehard Georgia Bulldog fans. I would like to know if you think Carson Beck will take us to another national championship.
Kendall, in fact, I do think that. I know it's fashionable to pick someone else, but I've been with Georgia the whole way, and I'll stay with Georgia.
I'll hang up and listen, but go Dawgs.
Thank you very much. A lot of woofing going on there. J.D. is up next in Florida. Hello, J.D.
Hi, Paul. I'm over the COVID, but been sequestered in my room for over a week, but my wife and daughter won't let me out now. I was wondering what Mike Griffith is going to say about Florida and their Nick Saban starter kit. I think we bought it from Amazon, and it was not a highly rated seller. There's some missing pieces.
Well, JD, if you buy anything at Amazon, you buy 100% certified. But if you go beyond that, you can get something for a discount, even more discounted. And you don't know where it's coming from. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, and usually I paid the price.
I think ultimately that's what's going on with your coach.
Yeah, I see about a 4-8 year this year, and Whether he can keep a recruiting class together, I don't know.
Well, that's the one thing that I'm glad you mentioned that, because every time I talk to a Florida fan, they try to sell me we're number three in recruiting. Recruiting matters. Recruiting rankings matter, but they don't matter very much right now. I remember, who was it? LSU a couple of years ago. They were like two or three in recruiting, and then Coach O's season collapsed. And a lot of players go with that. Nobody signs yet. Remember that. All these commitments are great, but they can change. And what you don't want as a head coach is an implosion. Thanks for the call. We head to the break. We're back. Final segment straight ahead.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.